Blog Talk Radio.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, no need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite, so visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. So yeah, dismiss the show, cause that it fact that they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's Woo! Attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Here we go.
Welcome, peeps. This is your girl, Tammy of C, and my amazing co-host, Tasha. We are Artist Connection, when two hopeless romantic poets get together and connect with each other and with you. Yes, the long wait is finally over. We are back from our very much needed summer break, and we are fueled with good vibes and lots of food for thought. Tonight on our famous This and That show, Tasha will dish hot topics, as always, from this year's happening, and so much more. And you know Tasha always got the tea, and we are ready to sip it with her. Thanks for all the tweets and shares. We see each and every one of you. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for reaching out, and we promise to get back to each and every one of you, okay? So just, you know, be patient. As always, we love you guys. Now sit back, and let's talk and share our views. How you doing, partner? I'm handing the mic to you.
I am well. I'm well. I'm happy to be back. Oh, my God. Oh, guys. I mean, this show is amazing. It was so good to hear our intro. I'm ready with the team.
All right.
Do it.
I'm ready. Oh, I got my tea sitting. I got my tea sitting right here, and I'm going to sip it as you dish. I'm so ready.
Oh, my gosh. This is like up into the minute. When I tell you guys I got so deep in this celebrity gossip stuff, I was like, oh, let me get my butt up and get on air and give y'all, okay, this just in. if you missed Sister Circle, Andrea Kelly, R. Kelly's ex, was on there. I don't know if she was on there yesterday or today, but it is up on YouTube. That's why I watched it, y'all. She was spilling tea. She was spilling tea. But it was, oh my God, it was so sad. It was so sad. It's one of those things that she goes so deep into their relationship and really what, really it's about her leaving. The clip that I saw, because I didn't see the entire interview, but I saw the little clip mm-hmm. that she shared. It was, that alone was deep. And so basically,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. So basically she says that this is how she ended up leaving R. Kelly. She said that she was at the a hotel. I believe it was in Los Angeles. Forgive me if I have the place wrong. But she said Coconut Grove. So not sure where that exactly is. But a fancy hotel. Just think about that. She said she had 1 foot, you guys, on the balcony about to jump off.
Wow.
Pause for reaction. Mm-hmm. She talked about just feeling like she, like God showed her exactly what it would be, her body laying there, blood, the ambulance coming, the maids pointing up to the room, like she jumped from there. She went into, you know, her kids, like, mommy, why did you jump? And then she said, oh, my God, like, and then the realization came. And then she said God told her to grab her laptop. And then she said, I was like, God, why do I need a laptop? What are you talking about? And he said, grab the laptop. Because, you know, I get disobedient with God as well sometimes. And he said, look up.
Wow.
She said, look up domestic violence. And she said that's what God told her. she said she looked at domestic violence and she was like, this is not for me. I'm not the girl that has the broken bones and the bloody face and all these things. And she says she got to the bottom and she got to the actual test of what domestic violence is. She said 15 out of the 17 questions, 15 out of the 17 things they were asking her had been done to her.
Wow. By R. Kelly.
By R. Kelly. And this is from her mouth, so this is all alleged, but this is from her mouth and her story and her experience. She was in tears. I remember her from Hollywood Exes. She, you know, she cries, you know, a lot. But this was just a whole different. She's never revealed anything. She's been very good at trying to maintain some dignity to him. You know what I'm saying? And kind of, you can kind of tell she still had some, what do you call that? When she was on the show, she had some sort of strings attached to where she couldn't go into details. But she is telling her story. She has teamed up with the family of the missing, well, she's not missing. She's with R. Kelly, allegedly. I have to say allegedly on that, but she says she is. They say she is, but I'll just say alleged. She's with R. Kelly right now, and her family has not heard or seen her, anything. And, you know, the rumors about the sex, it's just a lot, guys. And everything coming out about R. Kelly is just disturbing, and I can't even. So I'm pausing for reaction.
Yeah, tweet us. Let us know what you think about it. But yeah. First and foremost, my opinion – I mean, I'm in wow. You know, I thought that anything else I'm hearing about him is not going to shock me because it's bad enough. I mean, it's bad enough what's out there, you know. And I was like a split, you know, 50-50 on R. Kelly, like when all of that stuff, you know, started to circling around the internet. And I mean, we've heard about certain stories years back before the whole social media, and we didn't want to believe it. Honestly, we was in love with R. Kelly. That was our God. I mean, you know, music God. And, you know, more and more came out and all of that stuff, very disturbing. You know, the video, the famous video that was going around where people, you know, some people still say, oh, well, you know, he may have just looked like him. It might have not been him. And this is bull crap, okay? But this here is, it's, I guess, it's the last straw. Like, you know, look at Morgan Freeman. I mean, Morgan Freeman, you know, they got these videos circulating now on the internet where he made inappropriate comments and boom, slander. And I'm just saying, and with R. Kelly, this has been going on for years and years and more stories coming out. And it's like, he seems not to be moved by any of it. I don't know. It's just, it's really disturbing. And that, wow. Yeah.
I will put it like this. It's never been at this political climate that we're in right now. I'm calling it a political climate, but basically women, people of color, people of any type of minority status, they are just not putting up with it anymore. He has to be so careful because that's why they want to, of course, the hashtag Mute R. Kelly has been going around, and I'm going to ask our audience and you as well, partner, and this we can table and have for another discussion because we can go on and on about this, but do we separate the art from the artist? Because that is a big one with me. I have strong opinions about this, guys, when it comes to him and Bill Cosby and Roseanne and people like that. Do we separate the art from the artist? Because there's a lot of people who eat off R. Kelly checks and Roseanne checks and Bill Cosby checks. And those people didn't do things that these lead when we punish. So I really want to get into that.
Right. And it's very difficult. And especially, you know, to voice that type of strong opinion on air. It's very difficult for me as well. However, I would say anytime a crime has been committed. I'm talking about crimes right here. We're talking about rape. Well, alleged rape and these type of things. Yeah, of course it should be taken away if that's the case. Now, going back to Roseanne, Yeah, she's a racist. She's very open about it. It's horrible. It's been going on for years. She's been making these very tasteless jokes online with Hitler and Jewish people and black people. I mean, it's just ridiculous, right?
Right.
You know, racist or being a racist is not considered a crime here. It's being almost considered as free speech, sadly.
Right.
But
right.
Not so free. Not so free anymore. And so, you know, should the show be canceled? Really, I could care less. I've never been a Roseanne fan. I never even watched it back then because it just kind of was, I don't know, boring to me. But that's just my opinion. I know millions of people who love the show and who are very disappointed.
Who support.
But, you know, I mean, you read what you sell. I mean, it was just a matter of time. You know, the lady, well, the boss lady there on, was it ABC? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was just like, I'm not having it, and rightfully so. I'm not having it. How can you compare a person of color to a monkey, to an ape? Like, come on.
Right. And you know, I have mixed feelings about that because, like you said, Roseanne has never shadowed or hid how she felt about all minorities and different races and things like that. So why does she even have a return pilot or a return show on a black woman? You know, platform. You know what I'm saying? Not
because
that's a black woman's platform, but you hired her. So, okay, so don't try to come and take no, you know, hero
status. Like, don't be surprised.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You were
how
fine.
Did she even, how
right.
did she even get that far? How did she even get that
exactly.
far? But then, you know, you have people, but then you have, especially now, in this climate, like you said, this political climate that we live in, somebody like Tommy Lahren. I don't know if you are familiar with Tommy Lahren or not. I mean, she.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I mean, she always. Yeah, she commented, right. She always claims, you know, that she's not a racist, but yet, you know, I mean, you can just listen to one of her final thought show, and it's pretty clear on what side she's on, you know.
She's on. Definitely. And you know, and that's why I wanted to pose it to the viewers and have it for a later discussion, because it's so many layers to this type of conversation that we can get into, and there's so much tea. And I just really want to dive into that after, because I have gotten to a place, and that's not to say that, you know, everybody's at this place, but I've gotten to a place where I'm not making any more snap decisions, and I encourage everyone else to do that. If someone asks your opinion, take time, think about it, get the facts, reflect, because I have just, and I'm not even talking about on this platform, I'm talking about just on social media. Have you ever like kind of like jumped on a bandwagon, getting a little piece of something, and then you later on it comes out and you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Right.
You know,
no, really, I stay far away from, I stay far away from political posts. And the only time that I engage in anything is if it's a meme, because, you know, I'm a meme fanatic. If it's something funny, I post it. I mean, from time to time, you know, in the Grown Folks Lounge, which is one of the groups I'm in, I might ask for an opinion in the political way, but I'm not so, I try not to involve myself in it because,
you can't.
I'm just not. No, I'm just not that type of person.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I don't even do politics online. I was talking about more of like when it comes to like, oh, this person's, like when the Roseanne thing was canceled. I didn't say anything about it, but just that's an example of things I would have said something about or spoke out about, you know, before. And now I'm just saying I think that we all need to take more time, reflect and think. So you guys reflect and think and let me know what you guys think about, should we separate the art from the artist? What do you guys think about Roseanne? What do you guys think about the R. Kelly situation? All of that stuff. Because when I tell you guys
about
deeper waters to get into, we're about to jump in the car and go down crazy Kanye lane. So get ready for that.
Right.
Because
I have a very strong opinion on Kanye West, but I'll get to that once you know, done with talking about it and opening up this dialogue, because I have a very strong opinion about Kanye and I want to share it too. So, but you go ahead. What you got?
Okay. basically, I'm going to take you guys back a few weeks because, as you guys know, we're catching up on all the tea. So a few weeks ago, probably a few months ago now, Kanye made a very inflammatory statement. Oh, my God, when he said that slavery isn't a, it was a choice, you know. And I watched the T.I. interview and the Snoop interview on this situation, because they went at him hard, because they were basically trying to let him know you're hurting people. When you jump in there and you put on those Make America Great Again hats and you say all this crazy stuff that is so privileged, and I'm not saying white privilege, I'm saying privileged, because he is a rich person now. So I'm going to take race out of it just for that second. He's saying very privileged statements, and then it's hurting people who are in Chicago where he used to be. You know, a lot of things has happened since then. You know, his foundation has been like, okay, dude, we're done with you. You know, the one he started for Chicago kids, and he said he don't care about Chicago kids anymore. It's been a lot of wild tweets. T.I. said something very interesting, and he said if you sit there and you listen to him long enough, he's saying, I don't agree. He's saying, but I see why he said it. And let me just give you guys a small glimpse, okay? I'm not justifying anything that he said, but he was saying, allegedly, that anytime somebody can enslave you, you know how when the prison isn't there, it's in your mind? He's saying it's a choice to be a slave. That's where he was taking it to. However, I have not, you know, visited his mind and know all of the stuff, but that's what he was trying to say. And T.I. was saying he needs somebody that can listen to him and filter this stuff out and give it to people the way that he is thinking of it in the head, because he just says it and he's Kanye, so he doesn't, it doesn't register. But I feel like he's in such pain, and he's, and remember, anger and hatred and all that, Roseanne, all of them, miserable people. And I put a post up on my Facebook yesterday that said, don't be a miserable person. But I feel like he's miserable. Not to say there's anything wrong with Kim. I actually take another stance with Kim. I think that it's awesome that she is still with her husband, because, you know, Kim has been in a relationship for like 2 seconds and ran off, you know. She's being supportive. But I just want to know what you think, partner. But I just think he's a man who lost his mom, and he's in a whole lot of pain, and he got a whole lot of money and a lot of time. What are your thoughts?
First and foremost, Kanye West is a genius, and it's known throughout history that geniuses are, a lot of geniuses are a little off, right? We know that.
Right.
Or seem to be off to the public, but sometimes when you have so much genius in you, right, and it's sometimes hard to express yourself to the quote unquote normal people, right? It's kind of hard for us sometimes to understand that, and I think he is on the verge of being mentally ill. I believe so. I believe he's in deep depression because of his mom, mainly, because that's when it kind of started to spiral down when Mama died and the whole Taylor Swift thing. I'm just saying, like, there was just a whole lot of inappropriate things. But I also do see kind of where he was coming from as far as, like, the mental enslavement. That's what he was kind of referring to as well. But then he did go back and say 400 years seems like a choice to me, right? And then he did go back and kind of edited his, or explained what he meant by that. And he said, of course I know that we were brought here in shackles. I mean, he did say that, you know, at least, thankfully, he did say that. But he said after, you know, after a period of time.
Of time, when are you going to keep me in place?
But, you know, that kind of makes me think back to, you know, back in those days, there were a lot of slaves that tried to escape. It's not that, you know, that didn't happen. Right. But they were killed. They had nowhere to go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? going back to that. But all in all, no, I'm not mad at him. Yes, I think some of the things he say is very outrageous and very hard to swallow sometimes or to understand. Now, his stand on Make America Great Again, being a Trump supporter, that's his view. I cannot, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's entitled to support their political group. Like, I can't say anything about that. Do I agree with it? No. But, you know, that's just him. If he feels that, okay. But anyway, make a long story short, no, I don't think he should have went out and just blubbered that out. And then also, did you see the behind stage footage when he actually he got into it with the TMZ reporter, but then he also was talking about, he had liposuction because he didn't want to be called, like, Fat Rob, you know, his brother-in-law. Yeah. And just so I can look perfect for y'all, I did all this. I mean, that was... I mean, that seems so off, all of that. Like, what did it have? It has nothing to do with the statement you just made to the world. I mean, you know, he's really off. It's really, it's difficult to even describe Kanye, like, at this point. You know,
it is. It is, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I have to say this. When it comes to Kanye, I'm just going to wrap it up in a nice little bow. It's all relative. Everything that he's mentioning, these are his insecurities that come out, and people, especially creative people, you're creative, I'm creative, we know we can get lost in our bubble sometimes. And imagine all that opulence that he has and all those things. But let me just take it here and end it here. If I don't, you guys don't take anything else from anything I said. I was offended, and I'll always be offended, that he would limit those amazing, beautiful, awesome people, humans who were drug over here, limit them to their conditions. Because you know what? It's easy to say what you would do or what you could do, but you are not in that situation where you have your kids, your babies, your wife or husband, and you're just trying to survive. You know what I mean? Chicago, all these years later, there's a lot of people just trying to survive. And I was furious, and I will just leave it there. So I still think that he's a very talented artist, but that has nothing to do, and we'll talk about that again in the art from artists, but we'll talk about that. But with us creative people, we have to have ways to get our stuff out, and we're, I think we need, like, a whole therapy team because we do have so many opinions, and it's very hard to live in a beige world when you're a crayon, a crayon box. You know what I mean? It's very hard.
Right.
And we need wranglers and people that can be like, well, does that sound right? You know, not to say that we're trying to fix everybody, but see, that's a whole different conversation. But I'll just say that. That's how I felt about it. I've got to get on to what will be our last story, maybe second to last, just depending on. But we into this has been such a deep discussion, and I was like, I feel like these hot topics should be their own segment. Okay.
Cardi, I agree.
Right. Cardi B clubbing while pregnant. Okay. So Cardi B, her hair was fabulous, by the way. She had this rainbow pink and green and blue hair. It to me, I loved it. And then her shoes and her nails matched. And then she had a white outfit on. So it just was cute. Okay. But she went out. She's big and pregnant, and she went to a club, and they were smoking in the club, and you know, it's a club, and a lot of people were slamming her, and like, well, how dare she go out and party, she's big and pregnant. Now, I will say, not for me, and I would never do it. I didn't feel like I needed to jump up and go clubbing or anywhere when I was just miserable pregnant, but I'm glad that she's not miserable pregnant, but and especially with her issues with her security team that just happened recently, I would have been concerned for my child. That's me, but that's no judge. See, you got to be careful with parents. You don't want to judge them. But what are your thoughts, partner, on her clubbing at least eight months pregnant? Because she's due in July.
Yeah. Right. My thoughts on it, if you're pregnant, that doesn't mean you're dead. You can still have fun, dance around, you know, just do what most of us do, but being in the club surrounded by smoke, potential danger for the baby, I am against it. And I would even slam her for that. I would. I don't think that was a good move. period. Like, I don't care if you're 8 months pregnant or if you're 2 months pregnant. Don't put yourself in an environment to where shootings can happen, fights can break out. You're surrounded by all kinds of smokes and drunk people.
Yes.
That's just not cool, man. And that's dangerous. You're putting a danger to your unborn child. And for that, she gets the thumbs down. That is not cool. And I don't care who you are, Cardi B, whatever, not cool, not cool at all. So, yeah, I judge her for that. I said it.
Right.
It, look, I have to quote one of my favorite all-time movies, Lackawanna Blues, when the lady had left her son, a little bitty baby, he was a toddler. She left him in the room while she went off to work, and the lady found her and found him. And she was like, look, it ain't about you no more, okay? It's about that baby. And Lord, pregnant women, it's not about you no more. When, once you give your life, you know, that's it's about the baby. I mean, it will be about you again because you still have to have a balance. But in that time, it ain't about you. I'm sorry. It really ain't, you know.
She could have had, like, a house party, you know, invite your closest friends and your girls and whatever and party and dance and have fun at your house. You don't have to be out in the freaking club in the middle of the night. Like I said, it's too much security or not, it's dangerous for the child. You are grown. You can make your own decisions. The baby does not have that privilege yet. So no, I don't think it was right at all.
Right. I just want to say really quickly, because I'm going to get into this next story real quick, like super quick. You guys, Tokyo Toni, who is the mother of Black China, is so out of pocket to be her age, partner. I wish you could see this woman. This woman has to be, I mean, I don't know how old she is, but you could tell she has some, it looks like some alleged addiction in her past, because she's missing some teeth or something going on. And she is like on there. I mean, she's on there talking like these kids talk. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that, you know, we still not cute and doing our thing at our ages and stuff. But, you know, certain words just don't fly out my mouth at 40-something that used to fly out my mouth at 19 and 20. You know what I mean? And she's on there talking about, like, Nicki Minaj, and she's talking reckless about her own daughter and talking reckless about Amber Rose as if she's in that peer group and talking about they selling their, you know, bodies, but she ain't saying bodies. I mean, you know, she just to be her age, just messy. Oh, God. If you guys check out her snap and check out the video. A lot of my gossip information I get from either Wendy, you know, Wendy Williams, or I get it from Lovely T. She's really, really good. She's on YouTube. She has a ton of subscribers. But I like her because she does her research, and I really like how she puts her videos together. Lovely T is awesome. So I get a lot of her. So check out the video, and then we're going to just do some mentions of some shows that I think you guys should check out, and then we're going to be out because we are running out of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know anything about because, you know, I don't really, really, you know, follow the hot topics like that. That's why I'm so glad I got you. But I didn't see that about the Black China Mama or anything like that. Yeah, it sounds pretty ratchet to me. That's all I can say. And yeah, she needs to sit down. That's all I can say. Sit down. Just, you know, like, come on, really? Who cares?
Right, right.
Like, yeah. 15 minutes of fame. Now on social media, you get a little bit more than 15 minutes. Because when your video goes viral, you get a little bit longer than that. But come on, you know, it's embarrassing. That's all I can say.
Exactly. It's just so ridiculous. I just the only reason that I decided to leave that into the hot topics of tonight is just she's so out of pocket. I'm just like, somebody, I need to get somebody's reaction to that, and I would love to see you react to it. It would just be so funny to me.
Hey, you know how Charlamagne on The Breakfast Club, how they always give, like, drop the clues bomb or whatever? So for China Mama, look, you're going to get the clapping audience.
She gets the rocketing award. Congratulations.
Well done, China Mom. Well done. Now, you said you were going to mention some, and I can mention some good Netflix and Hulu series to watch. One to watch that I thought was awesome, and a lot of people don't like it, including my daughter, is there's a reason why people don't, a lot of people don't like it. They have a lot of backlash because it's very graphic, but it's called 13 Reasons Why. It's on Netflix, and I think you guys should check it out. They're tackling serious problems from bullying to rape. Like, it's really, it's deep, and it's very graphic at times, and it's hard to watch, but I think you should check it out. And also, if you know somebody, you know, who's suicidal or who's depressed, reach out to them. You know, give them the, you know, the support that they need or that you think they could benefit from. You know, be there. Listen, be an ear. It's very important. And also, The Client List on Netflix. I love it. The Client List. Must watch. And I know you you and I, we love us some Queen Sugar. Let's go into this.
Yes. Queen Sugar and Client List. Oh my God, binging together is a great. That's a great combo. That's a good evening, right there.
Yes.
Mhm. And I think if I have to recommend anything for anybody, if you're really into like dark stuff, check out Handmaid's Tale. That's a really, really good one. And if you're into lighter, funny stuff, check out One Day at a Time. I love that show, and it is on Netflix, and it's awesome. Season one is trending. It's really, really great. And
I haven't watched it yet. I guess I got to get into that. Now, you know, I'm a big Dynasty fan from the 80s, and the remake. Yeah, the remake is on Hulu. Is it Hulu or Netflix? I'm not even sure. I think it's Hulu.
It's on
and
Hulu.
Dynasty. Oh my God! Yeah, the remake is so messy and so awesome. I watched it. I binge watched it, partner, in one day, the entire season. I was glued to my couch. I could not stop watching. And how about they made Jeff Colby black? Ooh, I loved it. The twist in it, and then Sammy Joe, who was this white suburban blonde girl played by Heather Locklear back then, is a dude now. Sammy Joe is a dude. He plays a gay man in there, and he is so fabulous. He is. I love him, and it's just amazing. And how about Fallon? Right? Don't she look like Lindsay Lohan?
She does look like Lindsay Lohan. When I first saw her, I was like, ooh, okay. And, ooh, shout out to that limo driver that I forgot his name on there, but he is hot.
Oh, yes. Yes.
On there, yes. Oh, and movies you should check out. I suggest watching the Whitney movie because that's what I'm going to be going to go see. And Superfly.
Have you watched it? I haven't watched Superfly yet.
I watched trailers. I watched a trailer for it, and I really like Trevor Jackson, the guy who's playing in it, and then I like, there was a few other people that I wanted to see. But I'm interested to see. I was like, are we in, what is it called? I was like, are we really ready for pimps and stuff? But it seems really good. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I've seen DJ Khaled. I follow DJ Khaled, and I was seeing him on IG. And he was kind of Snapchatting when he was in the movie getting ready to see it. And I really, really got interested from the clips that I've seen. And I was like, ooh, the dude look hot. The Superfly dude, he look hot.
He does. I was like, they really bold to put a pimp movie when we're doing the Me Too movements and all this stuff. I was like, okay, let's be careful here. But I'm definitely interested to see it. And he is definitely looking good in that movie. And, while we have a little bit of time, I'm just going to tell you guys, I finally saw it because I really didn't want to see it, Acrimony. And I'll tell you why I didn't want to see it. I thought it was going to be another Tyler Perry, temptation movie. But, girl, that movie is good. That movie is so good. I suggest it more than anything. Check out Acrimony. If you were kind of like me and was like, I don't know if I want to see that. That's an excellent movie. Really good.
Okay, so we got our movie tips and Netflix original tips out of the way, and we always going to end it with positivity, right? Positivity is what we thrive off, right? And so today's quote comes from my own personal positive and inspirational Teachers from the World page. It's on Facebook. You can follow me there. It's called Positive Spiritual Teachers of This World, where I share quotes and motivational, quotes, and sayings from the great teachers of this world. And one goes, it says, I will breathe. I will think of solutions. I will not let my worry control me. I will not let my stress break me. I will simply breathe. And it will be okay because I don't quit. And it's a quote by Shane McClinton. So if you want to be motivated every day, follow me on there. I post the motivational quotes every day. As well as on my own Poetry and Quote page, of course. And, yes, check out my book, Poetry and Quotes, Volume 1. It's finally out, independent self-publisher on Amazon. And just go to Amazon, put my name in, Tamalisa Carmen, and the book will pop up. It's $3. And if you have Prime, you can actually get it for free. It's on Kindle, and you can also get paperback. And, yeah, check me out.
Check her out. Oh, okay. I'm clapping for you. Hand clap. So proud of my partner. So proud of her. So happy to be back, you guys. We're not going to be gone that long. Y'all know it doesn't even matter how long we've been gone, because when we get back on here, it's always love. It's always positive and always great. Make sure you guys check out the National Suicide Hotline, just if someone is going through or struggling with anything. I meant to mention that earlier. And thank you guys for listening. We love y'all.
We love y'all. We will be back very soon. Ta-da. Jao Peterson, and we love you. Namaste.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, because it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, because on every episode, they play songs from up-and-coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, don't need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. Don't dismiss this show, cause that it fact that they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you.